And yes, this is show 18, so.
This episode we can vote, but we can't drink yet.
No.
Here.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. And I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the early July episode of Dead Zone the Podcast. In this episode, we have some news, as always, and the first annual Dead Zone Awards. You can always go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, and now on to the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Rob.
And this is show 18. What do we have on store for us today?
Lots of news, pictures, shout-outs, the huge.
Usual stuff. Okay. For those just tuning in for the first time, we got a nice casual thing going on here. We sit back, relax, talk some Dead Zone, have a couple beverages.
That's right. You can see all the pictures we're talking about on deadzonegame.podbean.com.
And if you're into the YouTube,
you can go to Dead Zone the Podcast on YouTube.
Perfect. Well, Rob, let's get started. Let's get this ball rolling. What do you want to start off with?
Well, there's big news. Of course, this is July, and later this month, we're beginning Wave 2 of the old Dead Zone.
Wave 2. That's the rest of what came with the original Kickstarter.
Yep, and books and lots of new factions and things. Speaking of the books, they released the covers. They released the cover of Incursion, which is the Forge Fathers and Astarion book. And then there's the other book that has the zombies and things like that. It's called Contagion. Hmm. So the friendly folks at Mantic, they released more information on the Incursion book. It's the introduction of two new factions, of course, the Astarions and the Forge Fathers. And it's got a lot of background and fluff for these characters. Hmm.
I'm not particularly interested in either of those two. And the fluff doesn't do anything for me anyways, so...
No, you don't like fluff?
No, I don't care for short stories or...
Yeah, you don't want to know the backgrounds of the other things?
No. Yeah. No, it has no interest. As a board game, I think it's nice. Some people might get a kick out of it, might want to delve in, but for myself, that book doesn't interest me. There's got to be rules and other bits in there that are probably necessary, but
yep, it definitely does. It's also got more details on enforcers and peacekeepers, pathfinder snipers, striders, things like that.
Oh, is that where the strider information's coming from?
And by the way, we were calling them brokers. The dwarves are actually brockers.
Brockers.
Right from Community Pat's mouth to our ears. He emailed me to correct us to make sure we say brockers, not brokers.
Oh, well, Community Pat A, thank you for listening, keeping monitoring our show, but also correcting us when we...
Because we did need it, because we're dumb.
Well, we don't want to sound foolish.
And also in the book, it has rules for new abilities such as remote life support, toxic smoke screen, things like gun shield, which we have no idea what a gun shield is. It's something new. A defender shield and shield generators. Defender shield's what the peacekeepers are shield, but I don't know what a gun shield is.
I don't know.
And it's also got new environmental scenery rules for doors, ramps, and municipal defense platform.
Hmm.
Which is kind of cool.
So, if the fluff isn't your deal, and you're just interested in mechanics and stuff, it sounds like they've also got that. So there you go.
It's also got rules for multiple mats, which is cool.
Oh.
And it also has the official rules for the Code 13, which is the 100-point armies, which we've been playing anyways, but official rules for that. And it's got a new scenario called Divide and Conquer, which is kind of cool. So it's kind of neat. We're getting some new stuff. By the end of this month, we should have some crazy new stuff. And here's moving on to a picture that Mantic released of the Strider pilots. Obviously, Plague, Reb, and Enforcer Strider pilots. Nice close-ups of them in their cockpits.
Yeah, they've now we were looking at the painted miniatures that are in that that cockpit. I know that they've got the closed face and the open faced cockpits.
So you have at least one more plague to paint.
I've got two more. You got from that crazy box of yours. You just stopped by.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got another crazy box. Oh, that's good, Rob. You fill your boots. Paint all you want. He goes, well, there's a couple plague in there. Plunk, plunk. So, yeah, I'll have to get to that.
Rob Taylor on Facebook posted some pics from... he went to a day at Titan Games where they had some Dead Zone showing off some of the new stuff. So here's a Brocker. Maybe that's what a shield gun is.
Now, looks like he's on a motorcycle.
Oh, maybe that's the motorcycle. Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's probably the motorcycles. Yeah, it's just a weird angle. Here's some more Brockers. Got a little. That's the mining laser. There's the motorcycle. Better angle of it. I don't know why they have the orange jumpsuits on. They look like criminals.
But you know, now that I see that laser and it's got the like the hashes for like a the warning and stuff. The orange is probably like a high reflective safety vest. Like yeah. they might be yeah. employees of the mine. Like maybe that's why they're wearing orange.
Yeah, for sure.
That they're not. Yeah, I guess as
they're miners.
For someone in the UK, when you show something like that, that big orange jumpsuit, they're probably thinking, okay, that's the high reflective vest that the highway workers would use. Like, obviously, that's what it is.
Us yeah, except here, for the extreme Dreadball Kickstarter, the criminals had orange jumpsuits. So I guess they must have orange jumpsuits there, too.
Oh, I figured they'd be wearing white with question marks on it, or...
The arrows up? That's Australia.
The arrows up or something.
Yeah. I don't, even now, I'm sure everybody just uses orange, because that's what the whole point of it is. You can say, but the reason why they wear it for high reflective is because that's the color you can see but when you're trying to hunt someone down, or you're trying not to hit them with a car when you're driving past the construction zone.
Here, us, as neighboring the United States of America, we've been inundated with the thought of many minorities chained together along the side of the highway with sticks picking up garbage wearing those jumpsuits. That's a very criminal, like that's the mindset. That's
what I see orange, I think criminal, not the reference. High reflective.
Yeah.
I would maybe use that greenish yellow that they use, that like really fluorescent greenish yellow if you're going to go for high reflective stuff.
But yeah, now I see what it is. They're not criminals on a chain gang.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're criminal dwarves who work in the mines. Well, see, that's what the fluff's for.
Ah, you got me.
So here's a picture of an iron ancestor. It's their strider.
Hoisted my own petard by asking questions about fashion. Damn it! You've made me quite the fool. Anyways, what's that? That looks like
it's the dwarf strider. It's called an iron ancestor. It's cool looking.
Yeah.
He looks dwarfish.
He does.
He looks like a giant version of the dwarves that I gave you to paint.
He's got the helmet that kind of looks dwarfish, like they've built it looking with that aesthetic.
Does he have a built-in beard like the other guys? Not so much.
Not so much, but kind of. You can kind of see a little...
Here's the Asterians shooting some Brockers. I like the Asterians. I'm not sure about the paint job, but I do like their look.
Yeah, and you've been a fan of that look right from the get-go.
So that's some great shots from Rob Taylor. Check him out on Facebook and the Containment Protocols Facebook group. It's a great place.
Well, thank you, Robert. Your input is valuable, and we appreciate it.
And now for some shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Our first shout-out goes to the Terrain Tutor on the YouTubes.
The Terrain Tutor.
He's doing a charity build with the Battlezone stuff from Mantic. And he raffles off for Wounded Soldiers, Help for Heroes, it's called, in England. It's for wounded soldiers, because just like in every other country in the world, the soldiers there don't get the help they want after they're kicked out of the military. So this is a charity that helps wounded soldiers. And go to his channel on YouTube, and we'll have a link in the notes, obviously.
Yes, because we're not going to sit and read that entire...
Yeah, it's
that dog's breakfast worth of
YouTube link.
YouTube link, yeah.
But please anyway, or just type in Terrain Tutor on YouTube, you'll find him.
I'll be taking a look at that myself.
His name's Mel. He's a cool guy, and he's modding up the terrain. He wants it not to look for Dead Zone so much, to be used for anything, and he's raffling off this whole thing to anywhere in the world. So if you buy a raffle, for this thing, for the charity, and he'll put you in there, and you'll have a chance to win this terrain he's building.
Hmm.
And it looks awesome. Like, he's doing crazy stuff. He's, like, melting the terrain and making bombed-out things, so he bent back, like, the terrain, so it looked like it got blown out from the inside, and bent it outwards, and he's also forming the terrain into the foam board or styrofoam mountains and stuff to make it look like it's part of mountains, and you have a chance to win this, so, and to help wounded soldiers, so go for it.
Yeah, so between the two, the chance to win something but also help someone that that has earned and deserves some help.
Yep.
So check that out, Terrain Tutor on YouTube.
We also have a another shout out to Warren Lee on Twitter. It's Warren Lee 21 _, or you can go, once again, the link will be in the show notes. He's a new follower, and he has a lot of the destroyed battle zones he's been showing off. And here's some pics for you. Got some nice shots of his destroy. That's pre-painting. Built it up.
That stuff looked good.
Yeah, it looks cool. Just bust it up. Here's another angle.
It works so well with the non-busted up stuff, and it looks...
You just put it together, and it looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
And here it is. Got some licks of paint on it, I think, this time. Filled the board, though. Look how much you filled it up.
Yeah, and now that hasn't come with the Phase 2 or with anything like that.
No, this, you can order this right from Mantic right now.
Right now, that's on
sale. We will be getting some with... actually, we're getting some with the Mars Attacks Kickstarter, so that'll be August, I think.
Okay. Well, so then he's gone out and purchased it. He's made the...
Yep.
Made the leap, and that's...
Show it some more off, and here's a great shot of it painted. He did a really cool fade-up from dark on the bottom to light on top. It's kind of neat.
So it's like a blue and...
Dark gray, or I think it's some kind of weathering spray on the bottom, up to the white on the top.
And then the blues. That's nice.
And so, we might as well take a commercial break right now.
Yes, yes, that was the shout-outs, thank you. And we will be right back. We're going to take a short commercial break. And please, enjoy.
Do you like Mantic Games? Do you want to read about your favorite games in a monthly magazine? Have we got the offer for you? Iron Watch Magazine. Iron Watch brings you the latest news, articles, and short stories taking place in the Mantic universe. Dreadball, Kings of War, Dead Zone, Warpath. You want it? They got it. Ironwatch.wordpress.com. Get it now for the low, low price of free. You can't beat that at twice the price. That's ironwatch.wordpress.com. Download now.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
So the next segment we're going to do on the show, it's going to be a surprise, Jack, so you just know what's coming.
I never do. I'm always the babe in the woods. I'm the everyman that follows along. You out there with your ear holes poised by the speakers, I too am surprised by the what's in the show. I don't do any show prep, so we're in this together, guys. Rob, unveil your grand plan, your scheme, your...
Well, I must say, this isn't even my grand plan. Adam Voxman, our buddy from the Strike Zone podcast.
Okay, yes.
He recently did his most recent show, I think it was. He did Season 1 best of, like, award show for Dreadball. And he's like, hey, you should do that for Dead Zone. So I said, yeah, we'll do that for Dead Zone. So now we're going to do that for Dead Zone. It's going to be off the top of our heads, no prep. We're going to do a little show. I got some...
I don't even understand what...
It's an award show. It's a Wave 1 award show. So nothing from Wave 2, because we haven't got it yet.
So I don't even know the waves. So, like...
Everything we've gotten so far.
Okay, everything we have so far, we'll have to do an award show?
Yep. So, okay, so we're going to have different categories here.
Can
so,
I do a costume change? Like every...
Yeah, go okay. For the costume change.
Okay. Be-do. And, yeah, let's do this. I'm psyched.
So the first category we're going to do is best weapon from Wave 1. Playing the game, all the things we've seen happen, what do you think the best weapon is? Let's talk this out.
Let's talk this out.
We'll have to come to a consensus.
Okay.
There's no...
Adam doesn't.
No, he's by himself. He doesn't have a... quorum. It just
yes.
For us, we have to fight it out.
It's going to be a choice by committee. Okay, so
let's think of some of the weapons that could be in this. We'll name some weapons that would be like the
top three.
What are they called?
The runners up.
Yeah, we're not even the runners up because we don't know who's going to win yet. But I'm thinking
the nominees.
Yeah, nominees. That's right. The nominees are
sniper rifle
for sure. Mortar. Best weapon might not be, but it's devastating. What else we got? Frag grenades. They're pretty fun.
Frag grenade, yes.
I'm trying to think of what other weapons. We would say Desolator, but we've never actually got to use it because they keep getting killed.
Right. That Grogan ends up headless every time. He's got a big
X on the front of his head.
He just walks up and goes, "Hey guys, I'm here to party."
Boom. What else we got?
Like a sniper rifle, frag grenade.
Anything else in the plague you're thinking of? I can't think of anything else in the enforcers.
I'm just going to say claws.
Yeah, it's true. Plague don't need much. Claws, it's definitely in there.
Plague claws.
Or fangs. Actually, acid breath.
Well, as a mutation, maybe.
That's a weapon. I call that a weapon.
I just like that the claws of the armor-piercing abilities of the claws.
Like, are they stage one or stage two?
Yeah, I think as a weapon, they're necessary.
They're pretty kick-ass.
What about the Teraton Flamer?
Oh, for the Rebs? Yeah. The one-use flamer.
Yeah, that...
It's pretty devastating.
It didn't kill anyone the one time we got one off.
Oh, although the... what's that blaster from the Rebs? That guy who could shoot that blaster where...
Oh, the Sorak. He knocked
people off the board.
Okay, now we're starting to get a little...
We're remembering. Our memories are kicking in.
Okay.
The big rotary cannon for the Marauders is pretty kick-ass, too.
Yeah, but... definitely sniper rifle, sniper grenade launcher.
Sniper rifle's up there.
And
so, what do you think? What are those ones? What do you think?
My top three would be sniper rifle, grenade launcher, and I'm thinking the
claws, or the flamer. You like the it burns ability?
Yeah, I like that. So those are my top three.
I think I don't even have a top three. I have a top one, and it's sniper rifle.
Okay, then the award goes to.
I think the award has to go to sniper rifle. For the most kills, not just my sniper, but also Nastanza with her sniper rifle.
Yeah, no.
Most kills definitely goes to sniper rifle, so I think we might have to call that the best weapon.
No other weapon comes close, and it has to do with the skill set of the person holding it.
Yeah,
and
the sniper ability. But
the sniper ability plus the weapon itself, but no other weapon in the game has...
Killed so many.
Even, it's not even...
Other than claws. I bet claws are probably close, because almost all your kills are by claws or teeth.
Yeah, but I was talking about the AP, the AP claws. No, but the sniper rifle, even then, no.
Yeah.
Hands down, the award goes to...
The award goes to...
Sniper rifle.
Perfect.
And we'll hand off the trophy, the golden...
No, it got taken already by someone in the stealth cloak.
Oh, Jesus.
We're just lucky we still have our heads. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And next award goes to piece of terrain.
The next award is the favorite piece of terrain.
And that includes stuff we've made, I would say. Nominees include your flames.
Okay.
The TARDIS.
The TARDIS has always been prevalent.
Your walls with the graffiti on them, that's pretty cool.
But I would... Favorite piece of terrain, the walls, I think, are... Like, the buildings are nice.
Yeah, the buildings are buildings, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. And buildings can be... Like, and building a tower is good, too. Like, we have one tower, but...
Yeah. I think out of all the regular pieces of terrain, like the buildings, the tower is the coolest part.
The coolest. But so my top three is going to be... My fire's pretty cool. Just those walls, those stock walls.
Yeah, the half walls.
All the time.
Yeah, they're great for blocking. I think, yeah, for all around useful piece of terrain, we're going to say the half stock walls. You want to call that?
The half stock walls.
I agree, because those are super useful. You tricked them out with some graffiti on them.
Some of them, like we painted us the different ones to look sort of like the different buildings, so that when you mixed and matched, everything looked different. Pretty beat up.
Yeah, mine are like really distressed with army green, and yours are green too, I think, aren't they? But they got all the graffiti.
Mine have some. I painted some that looked like one of the buildings you'd painted because I got them after you. Yeah. Long story short, like we don't need to talk about it too much more.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
Those stock walls. We have people.
You sold me on it.
Snuggled up against those. Like, just to think
about
it.
They break lines of sight. Like, it's... usefulness is way up there.
Yeah.
There's also the barrels and things like that, but...
Yeah, and I thought, okay, we could talk about this, that, and the other thing, but for what we've played, what we've used, those walls have had more... I've had more people scooted up beside them. They're dirty with people sweat.
And blood.
And blood. A lot of green gooey blood.
Yep. So yeah, so the winner of the best piece of our favorite piece of terrain is going to be the half walls.
The stock half walls that came with the original set.
Because they kicked butt.
Yeah.
They saved butt.
Not the most glamorous
choice. It's just utilitarian choice. I like it. Sometimes the worker's got to be repped.
I agree 100%.
Our next award is multi-part. It's going to be 5 parts to this award.
Oh, my God.
Because there's 5 factions.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be our best favorite miniature for each faction.
Miniature as in the sculpt, or miniature as in the with the mechanics, the what it represents, the full package?
No, I think the sculpt. We'll go for sculpt.
Sculpt. Okay.
So we'll start with the ones we don't play that much. So we'll start with the Marauders. But of all the Marauders, what's your favorites that shine? I think this is an obvious one for us, but...
Really? Like,
I like the regular commando. Other than his head, he's cool. I like the way he looks. I like the way he's holding his gun and stuff. But the heads ruin almost all the Marauders. Let me just say, the one that's probably going to win. Leaping Goblin.
Leaping Goblin wins.
Sniper rifle goblin with his arms up in the air. We love him. We've always loved him. We've loved him from the first day we saw the sketch of him.
Yeah, his name's Dave, I think.
He's a cutie. He's useless in the game.
He's adorable.
He's too short to shoot anything.
He's adorable.
But he's got a great prancing goblin, I think, is going to win the best for...
I would pinch his cheeks, kiss his long snout.
Pointy snout.
And, yeah.
Marauders actually ended up easier than I thought it would be, just because there's only one choice.
Yeah, no, because we didn't get the grunt. That would have been the obvious. The general the general with his, like, epaulettes and you can see, but if you were going to pin me down, if you were going to make me make a choice and just the orcs themselves, I'd have been here forever humming and hawing. In fact, I would just flip the table and walked out. There's no way you're going to make me say that any of them are good, but...
So the award goes to Prancing Goblin Sniper.
Perfect.
Next would be the Rebs. Reb's got a lot of choice, a lot of great looking minis.
Yeah.
Reb's might be the hardest one.
Reb's is probably the hardest one.
We got the Craw with the great wings and the chicken feet.
Yeah.
And we got Little Z's, or we got...
But...
Even the leader with her sniper rifle standing there on her box.
Easy now.
Terraton.
You jumped...
I'm just naming them all. Grogans look cool, they're Desolators. But, yeah, I think... Out of all of them, Terraton.
You know, like, the Sorax are a good...
Sorax and Yindish, yeah, I didn't even mention that.
And I like the Yindish. The ones I did, I enjoyed painting them.
They're also one of the better units in the whole game, I think, because they've got that agile ability in there. And their troops.
They've got, like, I like the aesthetics of them. I like the poseability of them. I like they look like they're in motion. Some miniatures look stagnant, because they're just a physical thing. They're just there standing.
Or some are, like, posing like they're taking a picture.
Yeah. I really liked the way
I almost wish more were like the Indies, where it looks like they're in mid-action.
Yeah, because the game is a skirmish game of fight.
Fast.
Yeah. Like, it's a run-and-gun game, and a lot of the miniatures look pretty stock. But all that aside... And I, as soon as you said this Terraton, and I looked at you, and you looked at me, and it was like,
it's a pretty awesome miniature.
Yeah, it's innovative. It's
well
different. Done.
That's a good point. It's... Like, how many combat turtles are in games?
Yeah, no, you can't even, like, no, the Terraton.
Okay, so the best Reb goes to the Terraton. Teleporting bastard. Oh, look, there, you teleport away with the ward.
Okay, we didn't even get to, didn't have to play the music to usher him off. He wasn't praising Jesus and thanks to mom and all of the people. No, he just boop, boop.
So we'll leave our 2 factions to the end. So next we're going to talk about, I said 5 faction because of the mercs. I count the mercs as a faction. So of all the merc sculpts, we haven't played all the characters, but how they look, what is your favorite look of them?
That's a good question, because the Mercs do...
You like the Hellfather? You like the look of the Hellfather?
Yeah. I liked his the paint job on him. Whoever painted that Hellfather when we first saw it really did. And I may have made a reference to that paint job and said he looked like a bordello. But he meant it
in the best of ways.
Yes. That was high praise indeed.
Who else? We got
Blaine. We have Costanza.
Wrath.
Yeah, we have
that girl dwarf Freya.
We have the Dr. Simmons.
Dr. Simmons, and once again, I count that as a plague in it. And Recon.
Of course, because they're heroes.
They're not mercs.
I apologize. I've now called into question
the integrity of
this whole awards show that just sprung up just moments ago. It's long and storied past of 15 minutes. I've now ruined the whole thing.
I know which one I like the best. Want me to name him?
Yeah.
Oberon.
Wraith.
Wraith? You like Wraith with his sword? Oberon with his tentacles.
Yes, yeah, he's... The Nameless Ones are pretty awesome.
Just generally? But you like Wraith because he's different from everything else?
You
think Oberon's just a regular Nameless, where Wraith is something very different?
If they bring out a faction that's all them, then he would
I think he's a...
They would lose... They he would,
I don't know what Wraith is.
No, exactly.
Is he a... He might be one of those pacifist guys. You think he is?
Oh.
The medics, who I think he went crazy and now he's like an assassin.
Oh, well...
I think that's who it is. I don't know.
More of that fluff.
And I mix it all up. Anyways, so you're choosing Wraith? I'll go with Wraith.
Because
he's a tough miniature to put together, though, let me tell you.
I'm just going to say that if there was a full faction of him, I would say, okay, well, he just looks like one of the others.
Since he's so unique, yeah.
But he is a one-off, one-of-a-kind, flowing cloak, the thing. Yeah.
And the swords.
Yeah.
I'll agree with Wraith. He's cool looking. So, the winner for the best merc is going to be Wraith.
Yeah.
Wraith.
Now?
We'll go for Enforcers first, my faction. Because we'll finish the plague. It's very plaguey.
Oh, the plague's gonna be easy though. Like,
plague is gonna be easy.
I'm gonna.
But it's like a real reward show. You always know who's gonna be the best picture.
Yeah, I guess so. Who?
So for the enforcers though, who's your favorite for enforcers? I like this sniper. Looks cool.
Yes, that's a nice sculpt. It's a
recon. Looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sniper. You like the sniper sculpt too, Captain? He looks all right. He's good for enforcer captain. Who else? Regular enforcers.
The enforcers have the deficit in that they're in a uniform of sorts. They're armored uniforms that are pretty strong.
So you have to look for the ones that are slightly different.
So you can't just go for, like, even the ones that are the combat ones with the knives and stuff.
Yeah, they look the same.
They're basically the same. So for me, it's the sniper.
Yeah, sniper's going to take two awards here. I agree. He's cool. I like his cloak and I like his stance.
But walk me through your process. Like
the only other choice would be Recon. But Recon, he's he's cool. But I think Recon's cooler in that if he was a group of Pathfinder scout guys, he'd look cool in that group. As a one-off, he kind of looks different from the army, so I don't like him as much in that thing. Whereas, meanwhile, the sniper, he fits in with the army, but he's still a cool sniper. He's got his cloak on.
I can see that.
He's in a great stance.
I agree. As a leader...
He fits in and...
Recon, as a leader, stands out against the rank-and-file troops, and that's what makes him look different, but... I like the sniper. I like the way he's crouched. I like the cloak. I like the whole thing.
Yes. So sniper's going to take another award here.
Oh my god. Maybe next year's award show.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see what comes out in stage two.
Maybe there'll be another sniper.
Oh.
And so the sniper takes that one. So lastly, it's going to be the plague.
Type A. 1-1.
It's... There's the Teratons, Plague Teratons, Plague Dogs, love the Plague Dogs. Stage 2s, they're cool. They're all cool, but yeah, the best overall miniature from all of Dead Zone is the Stage 1A.
I agree.
He is so cool looking, he's so big and so imposing.
Big and just well made.
Love
well
the claws,
sculpted.
Love the face.
Yeah, like, and it's just something that, for me anyways, they just look... They look awesome.
Yeah, he is great. I must agree. So 1A, he's stomping up to get his award.
Yeah, that would be, I wouldn't want to be that.
putting on the Ritz.
Award good, fire bad.
Yeah. Anywho, yeah.
So that was our next section would be the star miniature overall, not what how it looks, but actual use and
the whole package.
The whole package.
That's tough now because
like Nastanza's a big choice there.
Yeah,
because she is devastating, but maybe too devastating. Maybe she's so devastating she's cheese.
Devastating and does look good.
She does. She's a like. I think she's an Asterion.
I don't know if I'm hating the player or hating the game.
That's the thing. Like, do you not give Kanye West an award just because he's a jerk? No, you still don't give him the award because he makes me.
But he hasn't done anything of any note. I'm just or saying quality, in general. So. Okay, that was just a bad example on your
maybe.
Okay, I'm gonna say.
Who else we got in the sniper?
Yeah, we gotta talk this through. We can't.
Sniper's definitely up there. He kicks some buttocks.
Yeah.
Who else is pretty dev? Dogs. Plague Dogs.
Plague Dogs might be like the underdog
for sure. Like I might of those three so far, the Plague Dogs are the ones that I would say like because they're most surprising.
Yeah, for just cheap throwaway that and I don't know. Maybe it's just because I use them a lot and I love them that probably 100 other people might just be like, "What? That's
I've what never... about Mob Beasts? We forgot to mention Mob Beasts before.
Mob Beasts, they're potent.
They're potent and they're cool looking.
They're a good
chainsaws in their mouth.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point.
But this is not about looks, it's about effectiveness.
But it's the whole
and
thing.
And they are effective.
They are effective. It's the whole package.
But I think my vote's going to go with Plague Dogs, I think.
And I'm...
Cheap. 3 points.
3 points.
No armor. No AP. But cheap as hell. Tie up. Especially against Team Forces. They're tying
fast.
Me up fast.
And they've got...
put mutations on them.
They've got mutants. So they are the stock dog plus... Yeah. A possible.
I think we're. Are you gonna agree?
Yeah, but
are we gonna have? Are we gonna have to fight it out? Thumb wrestle for the win here.
I'm just gonna say Teraton as well.
Teleport, flamer, one use flamer, one use rocket launcher, ceremonial blades.
Yeah, he's
tough as hell, hard to kill.
Yeah, he's a.
There's a lot of choices in this.
Well rounded.
Yeah, he's expensive.
Badass.
Very expensive.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Very expensive. Like. You for the price of him, I think you can get 10 Plague Dogs.
Yeah, he's...
That's the thing, like...
Yeah, take...
Are 10 Plague Dogs as good as Teraton?
Yeah.
For tying people up, but for killing, probably not. I don't think 10 Plague Dogs could kill a Teraton. I don't think you could. I think you'd have to roll really well for a Plague Dog to kill a Teraton.
Yeah, you couldn't fit enough into the square to
yeah,
really...
Yeah, you're getting four attacks, and the Teraton's got 2 armor, plus he's got really tough, I think. Like, he's tough.
Yeah, well, then I'm...
It's hard. It's a toss-up between Plague Dogs and Teraton. You're right. I forgot about Teraton.
But now, like, Nastanza always does stand out. With the unofficial rules as we have them and her looks.
Yeah. We might have to disqualify her from... We don't have her official rules. She might be considered Wave 2. We have the miniature, but we don't have the rules.
On a technicality.
She might be disqualified on a technicality.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So,
we'll take her out. She could be, we'll let her qualify for Wave 2 awards.
Yep. Next year's award show, she might be, okay. Well, then.
I think you convinced me. Teraton he's almost unstoppable. Stage 1A is up there, but he's slow. Stops him from being...
Yeah.
If he was not slow, he'd be right up there.
But his looks put him up there.
His looks, his abilities, his toughness, but he just can't get into the fight fast.
Yeah, he's not well-rounded at all.
We forgot about the Plague Swarm. Plague Swarm kicked butt last time.
Plague Swarm, my modified Plague Swarm aesthetics.
Yeah. But actual rules, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but the sculpt was...
The sculpt takes him right
out. I apologize for the salty language.
We have to beat that one.
I'm sorry, Pat. Now that I know that you listen intently to our show for our pronunciations, I've now used
Kai
profanity.
Also said that in the latest Mantic newsletter, she gives a shout-out and said she enjoys our show, too.
Oh.
We got at least 2 Mantic people want to listen.
Nice.
Keep the language not saucy.
Oh.
They have delicate ears at Mantic.
Yes. Well.
So, okay, we're going to go with Teraton?
If you're willing to go with Teraton, I'm willing to go with Teraton.
Okay.
Plague and otherwise version. Like, both of them are good-looking sculpts. Both of them have the same abilities. I think
we can lump them in as a Teraton. Okay, the Teraton's going to win the best overall miniature character model, whatever you say.
Yes.
He's good.
He's a force to be reckoned with.
I should say she's good.
Yes, yes, they are females. We at first we did make the mistake of
commenting. It's hard not to say he.
On their cod
pieces. It's our male centric.
No, I think because they have those giant cod pieces.
That's true.
We did make mention of Teraton Dong for a long time until. But again,
it's covering up something else.
That fluff did reveal that though they are females. So
it's Teraton's beep.
they're the Amazons of the
yes.
Dead Zone world.
There's now male Teratons are in Dreadball, which I've modified some up, as you've seen last show. And they're quite a bit smaller.
Yes, they are.
It's kind of cool.
Okay.
So, and...
What's next? What's the next award that we have to noodle over?
And the last award...
The last award goes to Save the Best for Last,
yep, order? It's the Faction of the Wave. Out of all the factions here, we got... not this time it's just the four. It's the Marauders...
The Marauders.
Rebs, Plague, or Enforcers?
Okay, well...
I'm going to vote for Rebs, because of the variety. Rebs, you get everything. You get healers, you get shooters, you get snipers, you get fast-moving guys. Yindish.
Yeah, yeah.
You can take a Sorak as a leader. You can take a Yindish as a leader, I think.
And you can still have a Heavy as a Teraton. You can have...
Teratons. Grogans.
Yep, Grogans. Z's. We haven't even fielded a Z yet. We had so many other options. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I would lean that way myself.
I didn't want to jump to it. Like, I was hoping you'd be like, try to vote for your Plague or something.
But after this commercial break, we'll find out who does win.
Oh, look at you. We'll be right back.
To find out who is the best faction in Dead Zone in this, our inaugural awards show.
Play us out, Wintergreen.
We will now take a moment for an important message.
This is the Strike Zone.
Yo, yo, Dreadball fans. The Strike Zone podcast is all about entertaining, educating, and informing you about everything Dreadball. We record twice a month, are an hour long, and are child-friendly. You can look us up on iTunes with the keywords Dreadball and Strike Zone, or on our main website, www.warmoreradio.com.
Enter the Strike Zone.
And we're back. Drum roll, please.
And to determine who is the best faction in the Dead Zone game, from Phase 1, as it stood in the original...
That's right. Marauders, Rebs, Plague, or Enforcers.
Marauders.
Come on.
Yeah, no one believes that.
Don't make fun of them. Okay. The sad thing is, I'd say probably a majority of people would choose Marauders as their favorite faction, as the best faction of the wave.
No.
Yes, it's crazy.
No.
There's Marauder lovers out there.
Well...
If you love Marauders, write Jack. Well, write to deadzonepodcast@gmail.com and say,
if you have Jack, any problem with any of our selections, if you're like, no, you're crazy, this is not, obviously you don't know what you're talking about, please write us
that's
in.
That's obvious.
You
might not have to say that because it's pretty obvious.
We'll read it on the air. We'll discuss. You might be right. You might be wrong. Yeah, you know what? And if you just...
Give us your list of what you think the best stuff is.
Yeah.
And so the winner, we're going to call it the Rebs?
Yeah, it's the Rebs.
The Rebs, they are the most all-around faction. Got everything. Can do everything well.
Yeah.
They got cheap models. They got expensive models.
They've got good-looking models. We hummed and hawed over which was the best-looking model for a long time for the Rebs.
Because it was, it's one of the Rebs, for sure.
And for mechanics, they have versatility. They have their effectiveness.
They've probably best open for expansion, too.
Yeah, any race that they come up with next, you throw one of them in the Rebs and it makes perfect sense.
Yep. You can have a Crystallion in the Rebs. You can have anything.
Yeah, a Mecha Knight. You can have... Any.
Yeah, Rebs could be anybody.
There could be
that's the point. You could have an Enforcer in the Rebs. You could have a Plague in the Rebs. You could have anything. Brocker,
Yeah.
Anything.
So
that's the beauty of them.
Versatility, just all around.
The crazy thing is neither of us play Rebs.
That is crazy.
When I first saw all the races, Rebs and Enforcers were neck and neck for what I was going to want to play. But at the time, I was, I liked the idea of the mechanized guys in suits. Meanwhile. Yeah. It's been done to death now. Everybody, every new Kickstarter out there is guys in suits. So it's almost like the Rebs have become even more because they are different.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Like, even Plague, like, Sedition Wars has the strain. There's, like, you know, there's everybody has, like, a Plague-like thing. Everybody has orcs, obviously. The Rebs, there's just the ragtag groups. Like, it's great.
Of monkey people and lizards with their arms back, and some of them are red, some of them are purple.
Some are turtles.
Yeah, there's turtle people, so, yeah. Rebs.
Rebs, you are our favorite faction.
And by the time we do a second one of these award shows, there'll be plenty more, and you may or may not be unseated.
Yeah, so that's right. There's a lot more coming for, especially for the Enforcers. The Enforcers are getting a big upgrade.
So
Enforcers were kind of, in this running, they were kind of at a disadvantage because they had few models out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, going on, we have a new project that you don't know we're working on, but we are working on.
This has been a shock. I'm being surprised both left and right from... You've got a lot of irons in the fire.
We do indeed.
We do indeed, he says.
Because you're going to be helping, because you have to play test this out.
Okay.
I've made up a kind of a WYSIWYG weapon and ability chart to make new units.
A WYSIWYG?
WYSIWYG is what you see is what you get. So
is that some Facebook language?
No, that's actually programming language.
Oh, okay.
For computers. But anyways, it's because I've built so many new units with different weapons and out of like Dreadball Guys or Sedition Wars or Infinity or, you know, like there's so many different. I wanted to find a way to not just say, okay, this represents a Enforcer or whatever, even though it shows a guy with two guns or a guy with a sword and a gun. I wanted to be able to make a way that you'd have a point system so that like each individual model starts at like, say, right now I'm working on 4 points for all the different models. And then as you add abilities and weapons and disadvantages and raising and lowering their stats, and it evens out to get some points, so that's how much points they cost.
Do I get paid for this? Like, that sounds like a lot of work.
I've already done all the work. I've actually gone through everything and done all the different weapons and pointed them out and all the abilities and pointed them out.
Did you get paid for this?
No, I just have a lot of free time on my hands.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It actually didn't take that long. I just, so I have, we have a PDF with all this in there. We'll post it. It's a... based on the PDF from the containment protocols on Facebook. If you join the group, you go to files. They have all these different factions and different like reference sheets and army builders and stuff. It's either from there or it's from Board Game Geek. I had originally got this. I think it was from there for sure. Actually, it's a PDF with all the different. You know, it's kind of like the builder you have, but this one's more manual in Excel.
So
it's not a PDF, I should say. It's a Excel sheet.
The too long didn't read crib notes of this is you've created a accurate proxy.
Accurate is the question. We don't know yet.
Okay.
Because it may make things too cheap or too expensive. We don't know.
We'll dial it in. But it's to make proxy models more accurate in their representation of what they look like to the game mechanics.
Okay. So if you wanted to build like a plague with a, you know, claws and a rocket launcher or something, you could do that.
So, say a plague guy was inside a Ripper suit. If you pop the head off a...
Well, we haven't mixed and matched yet. So far, I've kept it within factions.
Okay, now I'm already going wild, don't I?
Yeah, well, it doesn't... There's nothing that says you couldn't maybe make a more expensive if you go make it, like, +5 to the model or something if you go outside your faction for the weapon.
Okay.
So make it expensive, but make it...
Well, so what do you got so far? What
it's got everything. It's got
all. But what do we have to do? What is it that you're...
We're going to build some lists and play them out. I've made a corporation army out of this using... we'll look at it a little later in the miniature section. But I've made a corporation army using Sedition Wars and Infinity models. So it's going to be... And they're corporations. So they're not enforcers. They're just like a Marines kind of.
Okay.
So it's, and like, one guy does have two guns, two pistols. It doesn't do anything for him. Two pistols is the same as having one pistol, but...
But if he has sniper ability, he'd be able to sniper rifle with two pistols at the same time.
I guess you could do...
Two snipers per turn.
We refuse to use sniper as with pistols.
Okay, yeah.
There's something called marksman, though. It only gives you +1, but you're fine. But anyways, so the point is, yeah, we have the system. Going to keep updating it, making it newer, better, stronger, faster.
Okay, so we'll keep you posted. We'll work on a couple things. We'll play test some stuff.
New plagues with, like, if you want just like a stage 3A with just tentacles instead of a weapon. So, you know, you can have a stage 3 that doesn't have a gun. He just runs up and slaps you with his long tuberous member.
Easy.
You can do that instead. Like, you can have a cheap stage 3 that only costs like 3 points or 4 points instead of the... 6 or 5 or whatever it costs. Actually, I think it only costs like 4 or 5 points now. Anyways, point is, you could do all different combinations.
Cool. Okay.
You want a stage 1 dog. You can make a stage 1D. Stage 2D.
Well, I think I have some models that I could just claim are stage 2Ds.
Stage 1 Terraton. Stage 1T.
Stage...
I don't think we have any models that would be big enough and representative of a 1T, but since okay. A Terraton is a 1, a 2, I think it's a 2 technically. So 1 is that much bigger and more mutated Terraton. And yeah, so you can do anything. Hey, if you wanted to plague up anybody but the only people that can't be plagued up are Marauders. Orcs are immune to plague. Anybody else? Plague them up. Plague them up and field them up.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we can do.
It's just pretty much I'm doing this so that when I build my Dread... Every time I get a Dreadball and I turn it into a... especially with Dreadball Extreme coming up, when we turn them all into Dead Zone models, we'll be able to make our own stats for them. Well, hopefully it'll work out. It seems to work. It's, you know, it's... Not 100% accurate. You can always, like, fudge the numbers a bit to fit in line. Like, if you build one and you're like, well, this shouldn't be more expensive than this, you know, you fudge the numbers.
Well, and hopefully anyone who decides to play along with us at home to
yep, download the Excel sheet. It's going to be on deadzonegame.podbean.com. And
their input, people will be able to tell us, and we'll play it out. And we'll see you over the next couple months, and we might come back with something that's worth...
We can sell to Mantic.
What?
Well, we'd probably just, like, you know, take and trade.
Yeah, and trade. Okay. Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah. So,
Well, then let's see
what it is. You can make new, totally new factions, too, if you wanted to. Like, totally different things, you know, building. Because it's all based on, like, right now it's based on 4 points to start, no matter the race, no matter everything, and then you change all this stuff.
Well, let's see those new modded... Let's see these little rascals you've created.
Before that, let's take another commercial break, because I feel we need to cleanse our palates before we see the stuff out there.
Oh, okay. Yes, we'll have a little aperitif, and we'll be right back.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts, Jack Fike and Rob Harper. Dead Zone is the tabletop game from Mantic Games. Please visit them at manticgames.com.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're about to see what Rob's been working on in his spare
I assume
time.
You haven't had time to work on anything.
I haven't done anything.
You've been on vacation. And...
Yeah, I did. I did. I went away with the...
you went to the spiritual home, North American home of Mantic, a.k.a. Ohio.
Yes, we did go to Ohio. We went down to the birthplace of aviation, and it was a nice trip. And
now you're back.
And now I'm back. So, no, I was unable to do any painting, any building, any prep. Obviously, that left you with plenty of time to...
Yeah, I was a couple weeks without playing or interacting, so I did paint quite a bit.
Your hermit lifestyle has led to... and look at that, we see our first picture.
It's a new raptor. Once again, got a crazy box. So with a crazy box comes a raptor. This time I went for the distressed look. And you can see on this one's a better picture. You can see I chipped up all the paint, the silver underneath.
So it looks like the green paint has been torn away and now revealed the metal beneath.
Yep, made it all grungy. That was my attempt at doing a grunged up. Speaking of Terraton males.
There they are.
Yep, made some Terraton males. Once again, I get some mix, maybe put some flame in there or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna make some fire off of his arm. He's got that flamer just begging for like a wispy pilot light or a gout or some sort of something.
These are Dreadball Terratons, obviously, that I've... Well, actually, I didn't even mod these ones that much. I don't think I modded anything these ones.
No, you based them instead of a clear base, which...
I think I took these... These are just temporary bases. I think when I actually based them, I think I did put them on clear base.
Oh, okay. Okay.
These are bases I used to paint.
Ah, and I'll slap some flame on there, and I might have to...
We'll take another picture with the flame.
Yeah, I'll have to add some sealer on there. The best it works best, my super secret formula. So you might have some shiny bits on there. I might have to actually like add shiny bits sealer.
Actually, I think they are shiny. I think I put my sealer on them, so they are shiny.
Okay, so
all the armor. I think all the turtle bits are dull because they're turtle, and then the armor bits are all shiny.
Okay, so I might have to improvise in some spots, but
here's my new Yindish. Yeah. I made him, he's actually what you're supposed to look like, a Yindish. None of our other Yindishes actually looked right. We reposed them all, so this is actually a standard Yindish posed correctly.
Well, I thought you were going to say that his color was wrong, and I was going
to... No, he's supposed to be purple.
Yeah, no.
Yindish are purple.
Obviously, that's the proper color and the proper...
This one I did put on a base because we need something solid, because he's...
He's on one leg.
One leg.
Perched up, and yeah, we don't need any troubles, but no, he... good-looking little,
He turned all right. I don't like his face, guy. But he turned all right.
Well, because we painted our Yindish Independent in the first box, and I did add a color to the faces of mine.
So that I tried to replicate it.
You were trying to replicate my paint job, so that...
I do like how his tail and his hair came up.
I like the tails, the hair, and also the pouches. The pouches look...
Yep, they look good. Nice leather brown. And I also, in the crazy box, I got a Jotun. I assume it's called a Jotun.
A paddle, correct us if it's not.
It's a big gun for the Forge Fathers for Warpath. It's cool looking. It's got a big shield and four butt barrels.
Well, I wonder if that's a shield gun.
Yeah, maybe. There's the back of it.
A gun shield.
I like his rope. He's got like a rope, tow rope on the back.
Yeah, and it's got a hitch so it could pull along some sort of other conveyance device.
It's got a little Santa looking guy riding it.
That. Well,
and now here's all of those ones painted up together for scale. Really, you can see how big the Jotun is compared to even Teratons.
Yeah, the male Teratons aren't giants like the females are.
Yeah, but they're slightly smaller.
But they've got to have some size, and that thing's big.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. It's nice, nice solid piece.
That looks like if like with the tank tracks and stuff like that. I'm wondering if they're having to create bigger and bigger items to combat the because they're Striders. Once they're in Dead Zone, they're gonna be.
Well, Ronnie did mention that he leaked that there is vehicles coming for Dead Zone.
Yeah, I was gonna say the power has crept up with the Striders
and the scale now. There's multiple Matt games. Scale's bigger too.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if now we're starting to see a couple.
And you get bikers. You get the Enforcer biker and the Brocker biker.
But those bikes.
But that's distance. Like you'd be able to go farther and stuff. You know. And I think they still count as vehicles. I'm not sure though.
And they're not like a motorcycle in a skirmish game or a motorcycle.
Now you get tanks and now I'm looking. Suits.
Yeah, tank tracks and
this
giant
is from
guns.
Warpath, obviously. But I'm sure you can.
But Warpath's gonna have Striders in it too. Who are we?
Yeah.
Who are we fooling?
Oh, it's gonna be all. Use for both.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's...
Well, they already do. The Iron Ancestor is already in Warpath. The Forge Father Strider is already in Warpath.
So, but now you're starting to see bigger and bigger equipment.
Yep. Now, that's the creep is going up, for sure.
Do you happen to know the prices of these things in any capacity?
Point-wise?
No, in just, like, a
money-wise?
Physical. Just scratch. Breaking open my wallet.
Like, if I actually bought this not in a crazy box?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I think it's, like, $20.
$20.
Something like that, I think.
It's not...
I think it's, like, or maybe... Yeah, somewhere around there with shipping, probably $20.
So not outrageous, not like
it's not like hundreds.
Cost prohibitive.
This isn't GW we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it outright, but something like that looks like it would be bigger than.
Yeah, it's like $20 is pretty expensive for one model, but yeah, not comparatively. Yes.
Yeah, no, not.
I wouldn't buy one if it didn't come in a crazy box. Like crazy box, what is like. $50, I think, and you get...
Is that how much those cost?
I think so, but it got a Raptor, it got that. Raptor's probably about $15, plus all these Teratons and everything. They all came from Crazy Box. It's definitely worth it. I think I priced it out. You end up getting like $80 worth of stuff, $50.
I didn't know until you started saying Crazy Boxes. I didn't know, A, how much
it
cost.
They always released them like during events.
And B, didn't even really exist. Again, I don't have my finger on the pulse. But are you saying that anyone's listening to this thing, there's something called a Crazy Box that you can get?
It's just they usually do them on holidays. Like, I think the last time I bought a Crazy Box was the Mantic Open Day, and they did it for Christmas. They do Crazy Boxes. And they're always great deals. You get amazing stuff from them. Like, I have huge amounts for Kings of War. I have, like, armies worth of miniatures for Kings of War from Crazies. I bought 4, I think, and I literally have a 1,000-point army for Kings of War, which is $100 right there, at least.
Yeah, and over the time you've spent, if you say 4 crazy boxes, $50 each, $200, but you've been doing it for now a year,
a year. And you've gotten tons of... Like,
you've got a full army for...
I have 3 Raptors, 1 Jotun, I don't know how many Red Ball guys have turned into... Like all those girls that with guns, the female enforcer, corporation team from Dreadball, I turned all those into girls with guns and stuff. They're all from, like, so much stuff.
Oh, well.
They're crazy good. Like, I suggest if you see a crazy box sale, jump in there. At least get one, see how it is. A lot of people complain because it's just all the same stuff always, and it's random, but it's
for
fun.
Those of you who didn't know that it was even a thing, check it out.
Mantic Crazy Box. And now on to the big show.
What's the big show? The big reveal? Your
big
modified,
reveal.
Your new Marauders? Oh,
no. I tricked you.
Oh, those aren't...
This is the Zs. Once again, in the crazy box, I got 2 Z Dreadball guys, and I decided to base them on the same base and use them in Dead Zone. And I gave him a gun and the other guy a sword. You can see a better picture there of them.
Little skull faces. And
I think they look like Planet of the Apes monkeys.
They do. They do look...
Like, you don't know the scale is. These guys are teeny. Like, they're probably like 15 millimeters. Like, super small guys. So it's hard to paint them well.
Well, because that's a standard 1-inch base, right? Like, that's...
Yeah, it's 25 millimeter base.
That's,
24, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're miniature miniatures. They're much miniatures.
Smaller. But they're... Yeah, they're fun. It'll be fun to play. Here's on to the big show. This is my new Corporation Army. It's almost so much going on, it's hard to see.
Yeah, I can't tell. It's
you'll have to see him in person.
Well, you could have separated them, taken multiple pictures.
I did take some of the better ones. This is use him as like a probably a some kind of medic.
Yeah, he's got a bag and a respirator and stuff like that. So,
and here's the beside him, it looks like a beachhead from G.I. Joe. He's got the mask on. And over here is girl versions, almost look like Enforcer girls.
Yeah.
And here's my here's a big heavy with a big gun. Here's my two pistol guy.
And I like his coat, his goggles, his whole.
And they all got goggles, and he's got a bazooka.
And all these like the bazooka, there was already a rocket launcher in the game. Like you could literally just use the stats for that. Right. The guy with that big machine gun there.
It's like a burst laser kind of.
Yeah.
HMG.
The one that you're not too keen on, but he gets plus one for blaze away.
Blaze away.
It's not outrageous to use proxies, and I don't think Mantic cares if you use proxies. Like, that's...
No. That's they can't really get too upset about people loving their game enough to really to expand stuff.
And considering at this point, you're still waiting for a lot of your army to come from the original, so, like...
Yeah, these are... Yeah, I consider these guys corporation. They're going to be different. So there's females in the back.
You can't play... Oh, there's Roadblock in the back by the looks of it.
Yep, big guy with a big gun. Girl with a sword. Look at these Scottish guys with kilts.
You've been some Highlander regiment.
Yep, and there's... Well, they all have the Scottish cross on. There's the... In the front there's the... it's like a drone. Here's the big guy with a big kilt, and he's got a big claymore on his back.
Yeah, but see, you've been playing the same army now because you've been restricted by the models for a year.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to play, not next weekend. You've got...
there's a regional festival
that you have to
work at.
Lurk and creep about. And maybe since the girlfriend will be away, you'll be busy. Maybe I will get to some crafting. Maybe I'll get that flame onto that Teraton for
there you.
Go. And... We'll see what we can do.
These miniatures, half of them are Sedition Wars, and half of them are Infinity models.
And they're all nice-looking models. I'm looking forward to a versatile, to seeing you field something that you can mix and match. 100-point army. You've got a 100-point army there. Easy.
Oh, yeah, that's more than 100,
By leaps and bounds, so you can mix and match. Now, do they have corporation stats that are enforcers that you can go by?
No, that's what... I have my new stat system.
Oh, now
it all makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yes. You reeled me in with what... Oh, just off the top of my head, I'm just looking for, just doing a little something. But no, you had ulterior motive.
There's always an ulterior motive.
You're always.
So I'm going to get the models out here, and we'll take some more pictures of them. Show Jack the actual models.
He's got them with him in the studio.
Yep.
Which last time we weren't in the studio, we had the windows open, you could hear cars going by. My apologies for that, but it was hot as hell. And you based them...
Yep, it's Sedition Wars comes with scenic bases, so.
Oh, okay, so that's how I can tell that the...
No, they're all on scenic bases.
And you've got some of them are shiny on the armor, and the skin's not.
Yep, different shine levels. Infinity models, you know, I've always been raving about them, and I finally bought some. I broke down and bought some. And they are great, and they're metal. You can feel a different weight.
Yeah, they're...
But everybody complains about Mantic mispacking. This actual Infinity model, the guy with the red hair. He's supposed to have a gun in his hand, and it was mispacked and didn't have it. Had a different gun, so instead I
made him point.
No, made him that was a gauntlet from the leaders of the orcs. So I gave him like a power gauntlet.
Oh, so it's just he's now gloved because his hand is somewhere in the ether.
Yeah, he lost his rifle.
Oh, he looks like she looks like the she's in the position. She's got a knife and the gun. Looks like the plague. The three general.
Oh yeah. Before she's plagued?
Yeah, got the same kind of knife, same kind of...
That's a good thing about Sedition Wars. If anybody's looking for models that are more diverse in their sexuality, Sedition Wars, half the models are female. So you get a lot more cool female models. And that's cool.
So you could field an all-female. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing and seeing what goes on. Especially if we're using your snazzy new rules, I'm going to be... My plague dogs will be... There's going to be two types. Well, there's three types. There's going to be the hybrid, which is going to... There's the original, the Ds. The one that's the half and half that I made.
It'll be a two?
It'll be a two. The nightmares, they'll be threes. They'll all have armor piercing.
Be a little bit more expensive.
But worth it. Yeah, we'll take some pictures of these, and Rob's proud of them, and rightfully so. It's a fantastic job. They all look like a single, like a unit, a single type thing. Like it's a...
Yeah, I tried to make them look like a... they're my Highland... Some corporation has a Highland regiment, it seems.
And they... Yeah, and it's all... That's good. That's good. And they look different than the originals, so you can...
And I do like the bases. They're Sedition War bases once again, and they're cool. I like the look of them.
It's something that makes them stand out, and it's something that I always wonder why other companies don't do that more so, because you could cover that over that if you already had a scheme, you already had.
Well, they're expensive to make specific bases. Like a lot of places aren't willing to put out the money for it, because to buy bases, like it's usually the same cost as a miniature to buy a base.
Oh.
So it's like $2 a base or $1 a base?
No.
I know, but...
No.
But they look like... Obviously, Sedition Wars aren't as expensive as others. Like, hopefully in the future we'll have some secret weapon ones coming to us that we'll be able to check out. They'll be nice quality ones, but... Once again, the pictures that I'm putting up on the original pictures there don't have the bases, but we'll take some more with the guys on the bases. Maybe we'll throw them on the scenery or something.
Yeah, okay.
Throw them on the landing pad, take some pictures. So there you go.
That's what you've been up to quite a bit.
Yep. Lots of fun.
Okay.
So, I think that might conclude this episode of Dead Zone, the podcast.
It might just. I think it's been a good one, an informative one. It's been all news.
That's right. A lot of news, lots of pictures.
A little bit of entertainment. Some
song and dance.
We've opened up a discussion, a bit of a, you know, a little give and take with our audience. Anyone who wants to get involved in our discussion about the best ofs that we did. So, yeah.
And I, there's also a new article up on Beast of War for the Dead Zone, the article. Check it out. Discussing, actually, a lot of things about Wave 2. We're discussing the future of Dead Zone and if they move too quickly.
Well, yeah, that was another Rob solo project. Again, I was on vacation, so I haven't even read that yet. Another surprise. So, yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. It's been good. And
that's right. Go to deadzonegame.podbean.com or contact us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And it's been fun.
And Twitter,
oh yes, Deadzone Podcast on Twitter.
You get a lot of comments there. So
yep. Yeah,
thank you again, and we'll see you again in another 2 weeks.
That's right. And then it'll be the pre-Wave 2 show, and then after that it'll be the Wave 2 show, I'm sure. And have some unboxings to do again.
Ah, sounds good to me. That's where I shine. Good. Anyways, thank you again. This has been the Dead Zone Podcast. My name is Jack.
I'm Rob.
Take it away, Mr. Wintergreen.
Here is your host, Rob, to tell you how to contact us here at the Dead Zone Podcast.
Thank you, Wintergreen. You can listen to us on our website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. You can email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Join us next time for some more of the Dead Zone Podcast.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to laugh.
Bastrow!
Hoy there, dirigible. Help a fellow Empire citizen out, would you?
It's a gavel. A haunted gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Hello, William.
I made the koala burgers.
So what's new?
Are you insane?
That better be a rhetorical question. And yes.
Well, far too long.
I once knew a Spaniard in Targunda who spoke in gibberish like you.
Up, up, and escape!
That was terrible.
I should be a god, and instead I'm stuck down here like a worm.
She would tell me such wonderful stories.
Dr. Deja Vu will return.
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Judge Pudding.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com